Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
A sibling for Prince George, due to arrive any time now. Well, the sibling's been due to arrive for several days. The parents have actually sent pastries to some of the faithful who've been waiting for the arrival of the addition. The pastries, you might recall, had pink ribbons. We think perhaps that's a sign. But will there be, apart from the pastries, quite the fanfare for the second child as there was for little George? To comment further, Executive Director of the Parenthood, Joe Brisky. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how are you?
Are you a first, second, third, fourth one?
I'm first, number one of four children in my family, yes.
You've really got to carry the weight as the firstborn, haven't you?
You do. First kids often carry the weight and have the sense of, sense to control the siblings, the other siblings.
Yeah. You got to achieve as a firstborn. Well,
yeah.
Maybe. So, second child, is it different for the second child if the second child is of the other sex? So, if you have a boy, then a girl, is it different for the second child than if you have a boy and a boy or a girl and a girl?
Oh, yes. I think gender does come into the differences between siblings and the birth order and to where you fall into the family. Absolutely, as gender does play a part in that.
Okay, but here's what we're getting to, I guess, eventually. Mm. Will there be the same excitement for George's little brother or sister at the family level, at the general level? Yes, the women's magazines, they'll be squealing and shrieking and, lots of blaring headlines as soon as it happens. But is it kind of tough being second child because you just don't generate that excitement that the first one did?
Yeah, I think there is something to be said about the second child. I think it'll be exciting if it is a girl because obviously that's a difference, a little princess to Big Brother and Prince George.
Mm.
But yeah, the excitement has been done with the first child. I think about my own family. My husband and I have just recently had our first child.
Mm.
And we think about when we go for baby number two, how they will fare, especially because our daughter is also the first grandchild on both sides of the family. So she's been exceptionally spoiled by her grandparents. It's a difference and it probably isn't as a novelty as a first child.
Was Marcia Brady like the second child? Is that where that comes from, the Marcia Brady syndrome?
I think there's something to be said about the middle child syndrome.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, when you come in between, when you're not the oldest and you're not the youngest.
So what, do you have to fight harder for attention or something if you're the middle child? Like the baby usually gets spoiled. The thing I've been told, particularly women who are like, I can think of one right now who was, I think, the fourth daughter, and she got everything. And the older daughters complained, oh, yes, she gets to stay up late at night. She got to go to the special school. She got this. She got that. She got spoiled rotten. And look at her. What a princess.
Yeah, I think there's absolutely something to be said about the youngest getting away with everything.
Yeah.
My family, we have a little brother, the only boy in the family. We've got three older sisters. And he absolutely got away with everything. I think for us, especially me and probably my second sister, our parents were quite strict and were just sticking to the rule book. And then by the time my little brother came along, they sort of were quite more relaxed and sort of laissez-faire and he definitely got away with a lot more than we did.
Well, of course, the parents could see the light at the end of the tunnel, though, by the time, if there's particularly three or four kids in the family, but if there's a bit of a gap, it's not a catastrophe every time he coughs or whatever. because you've seen it before. It's not that you don't care. It's just that, you know, you're not maybe racing for the doctor the way you did with the first one.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, myself with my little girl, I think I'm starting to see the things that I will do differently next time and not being as stressed and as worried. As you are for the next time, because you do have that experience.
Well, maybe that's good for the second child. Is the second child then going to be a bit more calm?
Yeah, they do say that the second child is a little bit calmer, although sometimes they do say because they're fighting for attention, they can come about as a bit more rebellious and a bit more of an attention seeker because they do have to, they are coming in under another child.
Okay. I'm just thinking because I realised when I was about four that both my parents were drama queens and hysterics, but then maybe that was partly because I was the first one, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, like I said, when you're a parent for the first time, like my husband and I are at the moment, you can be quite anxious and concerned. Are you doing the right thing? Are you making sure that, you know, because it's scary. It's scary being a parent for the first time, especially when you bring them home after being in hospital. I remember I think we called the doctor in the middle of the night the first week we were home because we were concerned she had this weird breathing noise, but it was completely normal.
Yeah.
We had nothing to worry about. But that's the...
But you hadn't encountered it before.
No, that's right. Yeah.
And you do, you know, with the first one, you go and look in the cot and make sure they're still breathing, even though there's no reason to believe they're not, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
But many a night looking over the cot.
So with the second child, though, are there things that you would advise people to be aware of so that the second child doesn't feel like they're neglected, so they have to work harder for attention, you know, that can quite often manifest itself in negative ways. Are there things to watch out for to make sure that the second child realises he or she is as valued as the first?
Yeah. Oh, I think it's just, I think parents will naturally sort of see and be aware of their child, and they'll have different personalities as well.
Yeah.
They don't say that, depending on your birth order, a variety of different personalities to spark up, and that doesn't, just because they're different doesn't mean that there's a problem there. And I think you do inherently know, and we get scared whether we're going to love our, you know, another child just as much as we love our first. I think you do. I think parents realise that, and parents are you welcome another sibling and the joy of having a bigger family, I suppose, of two kids. Or, you know, and if you choose to, like my parents have four, which is quite a big
these number. Days. That's a big family. Yeah.
So I think in terms of watching out for things, I think it's just a matter of, I think you can tell whether your child is upset or looking for attention, and just being able to manage that. Some say even there could be problems with the first child being used to having the sole attention of their parents.
Yeah.
They can be a bit...
Then there's some interloper trying to break in on a good thing. Yeah.
I actually remember, I'm 3 years older than my next, and I do have vague memories of when she arrived.
Yeah.
And feeling like I was going to miss out on all these things I used to do with my mum and dad, and it was just us.
Yeah.
And I think, I'm not quite sure about about this sister. And parents help, you know, you get along.
So did you fight? Did you fight when you were kids?
Oh, absolutely.
And did you end up pals, though, as grown-ups?
Oh, yes. I'm very close friends with my two sisters. We didn't fight, absolutely, growing up.
Yeah.
And we probably all three of us ganged up on our little brother. We're all really close and good friends. Now.
You made it through. Joe, I appreciate your time and comments. Thank you for coming on the program.
No worries at all. Glad to speak with you.
Joe Briskey is Executive Director of The Parenthood.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.